USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president has tweeted no redos for the Dems. He's talking about special counsel Robert Mueller saying he shouldn't testify before Congress. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on CBS's Face the Nation.
There's so many unanswered questions. Remember, there are two volumes to the Mueller report. The first volume deals with Russian interference in our election. Much of that is redacted. We need to know what they did, which led to the indictment of Russians by Mueller and led to, I hope, a new resolve by the United States to never let it happen again.
The Republican point of view from Louisiana Senator John Kennedy on NBC's Meet the Press.
Many of my Democratic friends thought that Mueller was going to indict the president. And so the Mueller report was kind of like a hair on their biscuit. And now they don't know what to do, so they're attacking Bill Barr. And my feeling about it is it's time to move on.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
North Korea has acknowledged that leader Kim Jong-un did observe this weekend's launch of projectiles, calling it a drill. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this on Fox News Sunday.
We still have every intention of negotiating a good resolution with North Korea to get them to denuclearize. We've known it would be a long path. We've known it wouldn't be straightforward. But I have extended our negotiating hand to the North Koreans since Hanoi. We've heard back from them. I extend my hand to continue those negotiations. We want to continue to work towards a peaceful resolution to achieve denuclearization, fully verified.
The death toll has climbed to at least 41 after an Aeroflot jet crash-landed in Moscow and caught fire. Reporter Alec Loon is in Moscow.
The Aeroflot flight with 78 on board was forced to land minutes after takeoff. Passengers fled the fire via inflatable evacuation slides. Two children were among the dead. Lightning or an electrical fire may be to blame.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Democratic presidential candidate is calling for impeachment, but not of President Trump. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has the story.
Democratic presidential candidate Eric Swalwell on CBS's Face the Nation called for impeachment, but not for the president, for Attorney General William Barr.
He missed the deadline last week to give us the full Mueller report. There have to be consequences for that. For that reason, I think you have to move this obstructor out of the way, and I'm recommending that we impeach Attorney General Barr so that we can get the information we need to protect our country.
Last week, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized Barr for the testimony he gave to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, saying he did not tell the truth to Congress about the Mueller report.
A Democratic candidate says President Trump should not be taking so much credit for the strong economy. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
I give our workers and our businesses the credit.
That's Minnesota's Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar giving credit for the nation's economy to workers and former President Barack Obama.
We have had policies in place, starting with President Obama, that have aided that recovery.
And Klobuchar told CNN State of the Union.
When you're out there across the country, you see people working harder and harder every day. This has meant that our businesses are strong and we're selling American goods.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.